One day closer to Tennessee and Clemson in the Orange Bowl. One more night's sleep, and then, hey, it's game day. Plenty of audio, video, and more coverage from South Beach. All that right here on your Thursday, Locked On Vols.
You are Locked On Vols, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into it. This is your Thursday edition of Locked On Vols, and I'm your host, Eric Kane. So glad to have you guys with me here today. As always, watching on YouTube, please like, thumbs up this video, and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and wherever you find your audio podcast. Thanks so much for making Locked On Vols your first listen each and every day. I'm Eric Kane, your host. I'm the host here of doing this 5 days a week, Locked On Vols, and of course, I work for VolQuest.com. That's the On3 affiliate for a Tennessee affiliate of the On3 Network. Got a fun show coming up here today. We are going to tons of video that I shot down in South Beach earlier on Wednesday. Going to play this on the show today. Going to see things from Mel Keaton, from Princeton Fant, from Jabari Small, a little bit from defensive coordinator for Clemson as well. And a lot of good stuff to get into here today. And really, really looking forward to that. And Wes Goodwin's his name. It was bugging me. I had to figure out Wes Goodwin's his name, the defensive coordinator for Clemson. So got plenty to get into here on this Thursday edition of the show. Remember, Tennessee and Clemson to be in the Orange Bowl coming up tomorrow. And that's going to be 8 o'clock Eastern time. We're going to have your complete Orange Bowl preview. That'll be on tomorrow's Locked On Vols. So before we get into it, before we hear a lot and see some video that I shot, let's go ahead and kind of lay down the groundwork here, the highlights of Wednesday's media availability. Now, later this morning, if you're watching this or listening to this early on a Thursday morning, there will be a joint press conference for Tennessee head coach Josh Heupel and Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney that's coming up later in the morning. So we'll have some video and audio of that as well. But pretty much the big stuff here to know from Wednesday's availability, a lot of high praise here from Wes Goodwin, the defensive coordinator for Clemson. When asked about Tennessee's tempo, when asked about Tennessee's offense, you're going to hear this video here, or hear the audio here in just one moment. But essentially, he was asked about, is there any offense that's comparable for, of Tennessee that you've already gone up against so far this season? He said, no, Tennessee's pretty much in a league of its own right now. He said, our guys have been practicing really hard. I think the first practice after the break, we smoked them pretty good. He said, we're trying to create some unrealistic stress and trying to make things easier once it gets to game day. Obviously, going to be a huge, huge challenge. There's nobody better in tempo than Tennessee. He said, there's no celebration after the play. You know, look over and get the call, get lined up, get ready to go again. Huge challenge come Friday night. Of course, this all, it's with the tempo. It's a double-edged sword, right? Because it's the tempo and then it's Tennessee being super efficient, super productive. The nation's number one offense at 47.3 points per game, nation's number one scoring offense, and then 538.3 yards per game. So I know Hendon Hooker's not playing in this football game, and neither is Cedric Tillman or Jalen Hyatt, but Clemson knows that there's still going to be a challenge for Tennessee and essentially trying to stop this high-powered offense. Let's go ahead and get this in from Wes Goodwin. This is defensive coordinator for Clemson on just that, Tennessee's tempo. You'll hear that quote about Tennessee's in a league of its own. And then at the very end of this clip, ask about defending Kay Klubnik in practice and kind of what he thinks about Clemson's new starting quarterback. Here is part of the Q&A with Clemson defensive coordinator Wes Goodwin.
Yeah, definitely. Guys have been practicing really hard. I think that first practice right after the break, we smoked them pretty good. But just trying to create an unrealistic stress and, try to make things easier once it gets to game day, but obviously going to be a huge, huge challenge. There's nobody better at tempo than Tennessee and our guys. There's no celebration after a play. You got to look over, get the call, get lined up, and let's go again. And it'll be a huge, huge challenge Friday night.
Is there anybody that you face they tend to go as fast as, like you said, anybody in the country. Is there anything comparable that you prepare for with this?
I think they're in a league of their own, definitely.
Does that change anything, like the dynamic between you and Mickey, the calls coming down from the box or what he's seeing? Does it change how you get the calls out there?
No, not at all. It's my job to get the call in quicker and, give us a chance to get lined up and be successful.
How much does the complexion of the game change with Hendon Hooker not there with some of the, obviously, their top receiver not there? Is it really the same offense? I know they've run the same offense, but for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're not going to wholesale change what they do offensively. I'm sure they'll mold it to the strengths of those guys and what they feel like those guys can do. And, you know, next man up for them. You know, Milton's got a huge, huge arm and can throw it as far as anybody that you want to see on a game day. And those receivers, I mean, those other guys had more opportunities this year, but the guys that get the opportunity on Friday night are just as dangerous. They're fast. They can knock the top off, explosive, and be a huge, huge challenge out back for us.
Looking at practice yesterday, didn't see a lot of yellow or green. Maybe Sheridan was in yellow. Is it good to have everybody pretty much healthy for the first time since the opening?
Yeah, definitely. So, kind of been a crazy year with injuries and such. But yeah, it is nice to have everybody pretty much healthy.
Any memorable moments with Kay trying to slow him down in practice since he's been here the last 8-9 months?
I mean, I'd have to go back and really think about some scrimmages because yeah. You just – get so in tune with game plan and stuff, but man, it's been cool to see him from our side, just the maturity and growth of him as a quarterback and as a young man. And you know, he's got big time ability and really well respected on our team, wise beyond his years. He's a winner, and it's really cool to see him get his opportunity now as well.
A lot of high praise there from Wes Goodwin, Clemson defensive coordinator, on Tennessee's offense. And I think they know the challenge that's coming up on Friday. And just trying to defend that tempo, high-octane offense. And, of course, Joe Milton will be the quarterback there. A couple of other notes here before we get into the rest of the show. Again, plenty of video and audio coming up on this show. You'll hear from Princeton Fant, Ramel Keaton, some other Tennessee players as well. Quarterback's best friend. You'll hear from Jabari Small here later in the show about this and trying to take some pressure off of Joe Milton. It's a backup quarterback game. Kate Klubnik and Joe Milton. Two different stories. Kate Klubnik's an 18-year-old rising potential star in college football in terms of quarterback, and he's a true freshman. Joe Milton is about to be a 6-year senior in 2023. And so, but neither one of these guys are the starting quarterbacks this year for their respective ball club. And it's a little bit different scenario, but regardless, a run game is a quarterback's best friend. And so Jabari Small says he and the running backs are really trying to take a load off of Joe Milton. And that's something that they tried to do since he came into the lineup against Vanderbilt for that regular season finale. And they did it in a big way. If you remember, Jabari Small had 79 rushing yards, had a 50-yard touchdown run against Vanderbilt. Jalen Wright had 2 long runs for scores and had 160 yards. Dylan Sampson had 131 yards and a touchdown as well. So they did a really good job in that regard in trying to help Joe Milton against Vanderbilt. They will need to help him as well against Clemson. But that Clemson defense, that rush defense, really stout. 10th best in the country and surrendering only 101 yards per game on the ground. So they will have their work cut out for them. Joey Halsey, Tennessee quarterbacks coach, also took to the podium on Wednesday and was talking up Joe Milton and all that type of stuff, but when asked about the quarterback plans moving forward, he pretty much said, hey, it's Joe's game for the Orange Bowl, but moving forward after that in the spring of 2023, it's going to be a quarterback competition for Tennessee to decide who is going to be the quarterback moving forward. And he's saying the right things. I mean, that's what you're supposed to say. And I still think in Joey Halsey's mind and Josh Heupel's mind and all of our minds, it's the expectation is it's going to be Joe Milton, but he'll have to go out and earn that, right? And Nico Iamaleava, 5-star quarterback. Taven Jackson is going to be here in spring, to our knowledge. And he's going to go out there and have a say in that as well. And so once he gets healthy. But that was on the record on Wednesday. Joey Halsey saying, hey, there will be a quarterback competition in the spring. And Joe Milton's going to have to go out and earn that. So I did think that was pretty noteworthy and pretty interesting there. With Alex Golish gone as being the head coach of South Florida as well, Joey Halsey is going to be pretty much the primary eyes in the sky. He will be Josh Heupel's eyes and ears from the box, and he'll be able to radio down and headset down and tell him what he sees and what things could work. And that's going to be kind of a new role for Joey Halsey. But again, he's been with Josh Heupel for, and I want to say since the 2008 season, 2007 season. He was a player for Heupel at Oklahoma. He's been an assistant coach to Josh Heupel ever since then. So would be a really, really nice little test run potentially if that promotion is going to come from within and you will see Joey Halsey be named the offensive coordinator in terms of title and kind of groom him, this would be a really, really good kind of an opening act or kind of a tryout, essentially. You know, that hire is going to be made at some point after the bowl game. So a good opportunity for Joey Halsey to be the eyes in the sky for Josh Heupel here on a Friday. And Hendon Hooker, though he's not playing in this football game, he's still very much active and trying to help Joe Milton get prepared as much as he possibly can. Joey Halsey was quoted, whenever he's been in Knoxville, he's been around, he's been great, he's been with Joe, even when he was in California right after surgery. He zoomed into the quarterback meetings because he wanted to be a part of it with the game plan, stuff like that. He zoomed with Joe at night and went through all the call sheets, talked about things. Hendon is like having another coach. And anytime you have an injury to a player like that, especially a high-level player in terms of a high-level position at the quarterback position, you hope that that's kind of you hope that that's kind of how you respond. And to nobody's dismay or to nobody's surprise, Hendon Hooker is responding the right way. So that was some video from Clemson's defensive coordinator Wes Goodwin and some of the notes from Tennessee media on a Wednesday. When we come back, we'll hear from Tennessee tight end Princeton Fant, Tennessee running back Jabari Small as well. We got plenty to get into right here on this Thursday edition of Locked on Vols. But first, I want to remind you guys about one of the proud sponsors for this show and a proud sponsor each and every time we do a Locked on Vols podcast, which is 5 days a week, each and every single week. And that's betonline.net. BetOnline, it's your number one source for sports betting information, stats, news, and analysis. You can get all the latest odds, trends for every professional and amateur league out there, from pro football to college bowl season to basketball to the World Cup. They've got it all at BetOnline. If you like sports podcasts as well, like the one you're listening to and watching right now, they have more at BetOnline too. You can check it out. It's the fastest and easiest way to get in on all your sports betting fix. And if you look at Tennessee and Clemson in the Orange Bowl, Tennessee sitting as a 4.5-point underdog right now with the total sitting at 63.5. I mentioned earlier in the week, I like the under in this football game because, hey, you got two backup quarterbacks. Potentially, you could have a slugfest, but Kate Klubnik is kind of a wild card here. He played phenomenally against North Carolina in the ACC title game, but he hasn't played an awful lot this year. So, you know, what's he going to look like? I like the under and the total sitting at 63.5, and you can get that. Tennessee against the spread, Tennessee straight up, and anything else on all the bowl games going on right now through the top of the year and, of course, the national championship and the college football playoffs. That's all at betonline.net. BetOnline, it is where the game starts. Welcome back into your Thursday edition of Locked on Vols. I'm your host, Eric Kane. You can always find me on Twitter at _Kaner and at Locked on Vols. Appreciate you guys for tuning in as Tennessee continues preparation for the Capital One Orange Bowl. That's coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, televised on ESPN. Really, really looking forward to that. Bowl season really is, the more I think about it, it's just kind of like its own little thing. Sure, it is technically a part of this 2022 season, but as we've seen for Tennessee, we've seen from Clemson a little bit, we've seen throughout college football, I mean, there's injuries, there's opt-outs, there's already coaching changes, there's interim coaches on the sideline. I mean, it truly is kind of your own special deal, and it doesn't always mean that it's a springboard towards the new season. If Tennessee loses this game, this 2022 season was still a very, very, very productive and successful season. If Tennessee wins it, this is an 11th win of the season, first time since 2001, and it remains a very successful season. So it's going to be interesting, though. I love football, and we're going to get Tennessee football coming up tomorrow night. And for the final time, Tennessee tight end Princeton Fant, he will be suiting up in the orange and white. And if you missed the announcement on Wednesday, Tennessee will wear orange on white, the traditional for the Orange Bowl against Clemson. It'll be the last time that Princeton Fant suits up in the orange and white. He is a six-year senior right now. He's exhausted all of his eligibility. And I had a chance to catch up with him pretty much. I believe this was all just me and him in a one-on-one setting. Ask him about Clemson. Ask him about his Tennessee career and being a Swiss Army knife, all that good stuff. Here is part of my conversation with Tennessee tight end Princeton Fant.
For instance, so tell us about the week down here so far preparing for Clemson.
It's definitely been a great experience. My first time in Miami, so it's definitely been a lot of fun. You know, the preparation is, we take it as serious as possible, you know, just getting ready for those guys. And, you know, I feel like we had a great preparation of this week. We're going to finish the week off with another practice and just get ready for this game.
What stands out about that Clemson defense? I know they've got a couple guys missing, but still a really good defense, you know, surrendering only about 300 yards of total offense. What stands out about them?
Oh, they're a great defense. You know, they got good linebackers. You know, they got a good front four as well. So, you know, we just got to go out there and compete for 60 minutes and give it all we got. And, you know, just like I said, just go out there and have fun and compete.
I know you guys want to win every single game, obviously, but it's tough to keep the focus for a bowl game because you hadn't played in a month and there's a lot of things going on between then. But how's the focus been for you guys over this month and this week?
It's been a great focus. You know, we got to go home and spend time with our families as well for Christmas. So, you know, that was a great experience as well, just to, you know, take your mind off of it for a while. But, you know, as soon as we got back in the building, we knew that it was time to focus up and get to work. So, you know, Coach Hype is coaching us hard, you know, as a whole team. And, you know, we're trusting what he has planned for us. And, you know, the preparation has been great.
How about for you? How important is this game for you? I mean, this will be your last game in a Tennessee uniform. You want to win. It could be 11 wins. But, you know, for you, what's this game mean?
It means a lot. You know, it's a blessing to be here in this position, you know, to be able to play the game. And just go out there and compete and play for, you know, a top university like Tennessee. And, you know, this game Friday is a special game. It's my last game here in Orange. So I'm going to go out there and I'm going to give it everything I have to help our team win.
All right, so list off every position you play since you've been here.
Came in as a receiver.
I didn't even know that. You came in as a receiver?
Yeah, came in at receiver. You know, went to tight end for a while. Moved to running back. Moved to linebacker. Went back to tight end. Went back to running back. Went back to linebacker, and you know, I finally came back to tight end and found a home. So honestly, just being able to play all those positions is actually fun. It takes a lot to learn those positions or every single position, but I feel like I got a great feel for all of them, and just honestly fun to be out there, be versatile.
Did you ever imagine that this would be your role this year? I'm sure you talked about it a lot. I'm sure y'all talked about it last season too, but to see it actually happen, that first time lining up in the offset eye against Alabama, you know, how cool was that just to be the Swiss Army knife this year?
Oh, it was fun, man. You know, being able to go out there and do all those positions is definitely fun. You know, just being a Swiss Army knife, as everybody says, it's a cool name. My coaches used to call me that all the time, you know, in high school as well. So it's definitely fun.
Catching a touchdown, rushing for a touchdown, or throwing for a touchdown? You did all three this year. Which one would you rather do?
Which one would I rather do? I'd rather do all of them. I honestly be having fun, you know, just be able to get in the end zone and helping the team win. You know, that's the main goal. But I don't think I could really pick one. I like all of them.
That's a good answer.
Yes, sir.
You faced some adversity at the beginning of the season, man. You had that fumble inside the 5 or the 10 against Florida.
Yep.
But you bounced back, made a couple of big-time catches in that game. That was a huge win. Of course, went on to have such a great season. You know, when a mistake is made, kind of how do you bounce back from that? Is it kind of a short-term memory type deal, or is it one of those things where you just can't dwell, you got to move on?
And you just got to let you got to play the next play. You know, that's what coaches harp on me as well. You know, no matter the mistakes you make, you know, you got to go in there and next play mentality, honestly, and go make a play. You know, coach came right back to me after that play, and, you know, it's honestly a blessing to have that trust in the coach, you know, to come back to me and, you know, just next play mentality.
I want to ask you about another play from that game. It was 3rd and 10, last series before half. Hendon got pressured up the middle. He evaded, found you right at the sticks. How big? Do you know what play I'm talking about?
Yeah.
How big was that play? I felt like that was a game-changing play right there because you go on and score and all that.
Definitely. You know, it's a big-time play. You know, just whatever I can do to help the team win, honestly. And, you know, just going out there and making plays, as many plays as I can to help the team win. And it was definitely a special moment.
Last one for me. How's it been with Joe? I mean, obviously you want Hendon to play in this game. It's not going to happen, but confidence in Joe Milton, a veteran guy starting games. What's it been like with Joe the last month or
so? It's definitely been great. You know, Joe's a great leader, great quarterback. He's a great brother as well. So confidence level is high. You know, we all trust Joe, and we trust, you know, the gameplay of Joe. He's going to go out there and compete and give it everything he has.
Really, really good stuff there from Tennessee tight end Princeton Fant on Clemson, on his role in this Tennessee offense moving forward, and kind of what he's bringing to the table. Also had a chance to catch up with Jabari Small. This wasn't an exclusive one-on-one, but it was a lot of just me and Jabari talking. I put a clip of this earlier on Twitter as well about the relationship he has with his father, Eddie Small, who, if you guys remember, Eddie Small, father Jabari Small, joined us here on Locked On Vols back in the summer right before fall camp. And so I wanted to ask Jabari about his relationship with his father, that taking some pressure off Joe Milton with that run game, all that stuff. Good stuff here from Jabari Small, Tennessee running back, and here is that right here on Locked On Vols.
Front specifically, everybody talks about him, yeah, really heralded, but what do you specifically see from him?
They're really, really athletic. I know at the linebacker spot, those guys, they're very versatile. They can cover a little bit. They can play in space. They can play the run as well. As far as those D linemen, very athletic, get downhill. They're pretty fast and athletic as well. So we got our challenge. We got our hands up for, but it's about what we do.
What are your early observations of Nico Yamaliava?
Talented. I've been like at practice. Sometimes I'll mess around and just get a couple passes from him, get some reps from him, just see how he throws. You know what I mean? But very, very talented. Positive, always smiling. So just a good vibe. But he's very, very talented.
Do you look back and think, man, I wish I could have done what they're doing right now and being able to come in early and practice and then go to the bowl site too?
It's different. Yeah, it's very different. Each year it seems like something's different. But the fact that those guys get to see it and just see what's at the end of the tunnel sometimes is very motivating for them. So, but they know it takes a lot of work to get to where we got. But I think it's been a great experience for those guys. Just being able to sign and then go on a bowl trip with their future teammates, I think it has to be fun for them.
Jabari, I know you guys have confidence in Joe, but as a running back group, how much pressure do you guys put on yourself to help him out? A run game is quarterback's best friend.
Yeah. Obviously, we want to take a lot of pressure off Joe. I think that's been our whole mindset since Hendricks went down, especially starting in the Vanderbilt game. We just practice different, you know what I mean? Just you kind of, you know, if you want to lean on us, we're here. Like, we'll take it. You know what I mean? We want that. But we definitely want to take some pressure off Joe. You know what I mean? But I think he'll be just fine regardless of how we play. You know what I mean? But we're ready for whatever. If our name is called, we will answer.
Old head in that room, seeing a performance that you guys did against Vanderbilt. How cool was that? I mean, the four runs of 50-plus yards, you had one of those runs as well. I mean, how neat was it to see that from you and the other guys?
That was fun to see. Just it seemed like we've been waiting on that type of moment the whole year, you know what I mean? But it was just a great way to end the season off. Love seeing my teammates eat. Jay Wright, heck of a game. Dylan Sampson, heck of a game. I'm just so happy for those guys and how much they've grown and the potential that they have.
How's the shoulder?
It's doing good.
You know, for you, how excited? I know you want Orange Bowl coming up, all focus on Clemson, but looking at next year and seeing that group, you guys are all returning, how exciting is that for you?
It's very exciting. Just us being able to grow together and create and just build on our relationship off the field as well. I'm very excited for that as well. But just to see us, you know, play to our strengths and try to reach our potential, you know what I mean, to get to the next level, I think that's very exciting. So I'm excited for it, and I'm ready to see what happens.
I talked to your dad in the offseason, interviewed him. I'll let
really?
You know that. Yeah, he came on my show, and really cool, really, really good to catch up with him. Former SEC player, and kind of talked about you and your development and some of the injuries. Now, how's that relationship, you and your dad? He's a guy that's been there, done that, so he knows when to push you, but also he kind of knows what you're going through.
Yeah. I think my dad's probably been my best friend since I got to college. One of my biggest problems I'm dealing with is just trying to play through injuries, and he's been there for me as far as mentally, because playing through injuries can kind of waver your confidence a little bit, not playing how you want to play. So just him being there and just always like being my rock, it's been so helpful. Words can describe how much I'm thankful for him.
Again, that was Tennessee running back Jabari Small. Good stuff there. And completes and more written coverage and video coverage and everything you possibly want from South Beach. You can check all that out at ballquest.com by following me on Twitter @_Caner. All right, we're gonna have we're gonna hear from one more player here to end this Thursday show. I had a chance to speak exclusively with Romel Keaton, Tennessee wide receiver. A lot of good stuff here from Tennessee's kind of one of the unsung heroes unexpected heroes of the 2022 campaign. That is coming up next right here on Locked On Vols, my chat with Tennessee wide receiver Romel Keaton. But first, a message from the NHTSA. It can happen so easily. You're out with your friends, your coworkers, you're putting back a few drinks, a few becomes too many. It's time to go for a moment, and you think about calling for a ride, but nah, you're good to drive. You're a good driver. You live nearby. You can make it home. What are the odds you get pulled over anyway? And even so, what's the worst that can happen? You lose your license, you lose your job, you total your car. It only takes one mistake to change your life or someone else's life forever. Play it safe, plan ahead, and get a ride. Drive sober or get pulled over. All right, guys and gals, we got one more segment left here on this Thursday edition of Locked On Vols. Tennessee and Clemson coming at you in the Orange Bowl, the Capital One Orange Bowl. That is going to be tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And I really enjoy being down here on locations. One of my favorite weeks of the year is being at SEC Media Days in July and, of course, being on site for the bowl game. It's a whole lot of fun because you get some time to get some exclusive interviews and you get to talk to a lot of players and some coaches. And it's really good stuff to kind of bring to the show. So I hope you guys have enjoyed hearing from a lot of Tennessee players and hearing from some Clemson players throughout the week. And we got one more here for you with Tennessee wide receiver Romel Keaton. It's funny, I guess I made a comment earlier in the week about Romel Keaton and you know, how he's been good for Tennessee in 2022. But you know, kind of how he was, you know, kind of who he was is kind of who he is. You kind of know what you're gonna get. I was going back and forth with somebody in the comment section on the YouTube channel earlier this week, and it just so happens that I talked to Romel Keaton, and I'm gonna bring it here on the show right now. But I think Romel Keaton's done a fantastic job for Tennessee this year. I mean, he really has. I don't think anybody expected him to step up and do what he did to the level that he did. And so he's going to get the start at the X receiver on Friday. He's started pretty much half the season and been in a whole lot for Cedric Tillman. I asked him about kind of flip-flopping from starting lineup to second string, all that type of stuff, where he's made growth in his individual game, what Clemson looks like, his belief in Joe Milton, all that type of stuff. Here's my conversation with Tennessee wide receiver Romel Keaton.
Romel, so how has it been practicing down here, getting ready for the Orange Bowl the last couple of days?
It's been nice just getting used to like the weather and like the humidity and like getting your body used to a different like climate, because like in Knoxville it was kind of cold, so we got to like treat our bodies different practicing down here.
Does it feel more like football weather now, today, maybe a little bit yesterday, compared to the mid-50s and raining the first couple of days?
Yeah, it feels actually a little better. I would say not like football weather, but it's more like chill, like go and vibe weather, not like football weather. But, yeah.
What do you see in this this Clemson defense and that Clemson secondary that those challenges for you and the other wide receivers come Friday?
We just like – I see his challenges like just getting open on time, because you know their D-line is good. So just our challenge is getting open on time, not like disrupting the timing in our routes and stuff like that. So just things like that.
What do you see in this Clemson defense? It's one of the better defenses in the country. And yeah, there'll be down two guys, but still a really, really good group. Kind of what do they do well as a unit?
I feel like as a unit, they play well together. They all on the same page a lot. I feel like their secondary is actually pretty good. But I feel like the D-line kind of helps them out. So, you know, we got to get open really fast to help us out.
For you personally, I mean, it's been a really good year for you. But, you know, pinch hitting for Cedric Tillman this game, then maybe, you know, being back on the bench this game, and then coming in the second half of this game. How have you been staying mentally prepared and ready for those moments?
Just, like, going to work every single day, just actually treating us like, you know, you're a professional athlete, just – it doesn't matter like who's out there. We try to like make sure like the whole group is getting better every single day. It don't matter who it is, a freshman, walk on, whoever it is, like treat it like every single day like it's a work day, like you know, league. So that's how we approach everything.
I know you don't want to live in the past at all, but how many times have you gone back and watched that catch in
Florida? I mean, I see it all the time. I got it as my home screen because it was a good picture, but. I don't watch it a lot, but I watch it often. It's not all the time, though.
How are you embracing a larger role now with Hyatt and Tillman declaring for the draft and not playing the
offense? You said am I seeing?
How are you embracing a larger role now on the offense?
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, it feels nice. It feels kind of like just second nature, kind of. But just my thing now is just really like leading and trying to show the younger people how to do it correctly so when it's their turn, they can do the same thing.
What was kind of your reaction when you found out that Tillman and Hyatt were not going to play in the March Bowl to play for the draft?
I mean, it wasn't, I kind of expected it, but I didn't really expect it. But, you know, they deserve it. They earned it, so I can't get mad at them. It's good for them.
What's some of the stuff you guys have gotten to do, not football-related, fun stuff you've gotten to do since you've been here?
Yesterday we just went to the beach. I don't know how. It wasn't raining and stuff, but it just automatically just made it sunny when we went to the beach. But all the other days, it wanted to rain. Like, we went on a boat. And it was just raining and stuff, but it was fun on the boat. We was dancing, and you know, D. he be doing his little dance. I can't do it, but it's fun with like watching them and stuff. So yeah.
Where'd you guys go on the boat?
I don't even know. We were just driving around.
Just out in the ocean.
In the boat, yeah.
I got nothing else.
Yeah, no.
Ramel, kind of, what's your what advice would you give the younger guys who maybe come in, get a little playing time early on, and then kind of take a back seat, maybe to stay the course and just kind of wait for your opportunity, kind of like you. Do you have any advice for any players like that?
I'll say just trust the process and continue to work. Like, just because you're not playing, it doesn't mean that you'll never play. So you can't just not put the work in, because when you get the opportunity and it's going to come, you want to be prepared for it and not like look like you're unprepared, and then the coach is going to look like, oh, he's not really locked in or whatever, he don't really care or something. So I just try to, like, keep them encouraged. Don't get discouraged. Like, your time is going to come. And, you know, God has a time for everybody. Your time might be early. It might be late. Like, but just be ready for it.
In your game, how do you see yourself improving over the last year or over the last couple of years? How have you gotten better during this time?
I feel like, looking back on the film, I feel like I look more poised in some of my game. So I feel like that's what helped me. I'm not, like, trying to rush everything, like I'm really under control in my game. So, yeah.
Good stuff there from Tennessee wideout Ramel Keaton on the Clemson defense, his individual journey, and what it's like playing wide receiver for Joe Milton. Awesome stuff here on this Thursday edition of Locked On Balls. We heard from a number of players, Princeton fan, Jabari Small, Ramel Keaton. We heard from Wes Goodwin, the defensive coordinator from Clemson. So Tennessee and Clemson, it's starting to kind of the anticipation, the momentum continues to build and build and build, and it's going to culminate coming up tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time for the Capital One Orange Bowl, and I really, really can't wait for that. Big thank you for tuning in to Locked On Vols. Don't forget to catch tomorrow's show. It's going to be huge, a complete preview of Tennessee and Clemson, everything you need to know about Tennessee, some last-minute injury notes potentially, reset the opt-outs for both teams, who is Clemson, what do they do well, what are the keys to victory, all that type of stuff. Plus, we'll hear from some of these head coaches, Josh Heupel and Dabo Swinney. That's all coming up on tomorrow's show. Thank you for making Locked On Balls your first listen. Now make Locked On Sports Today your second listen. Take of the days, sports recaps, all that and more. That's Locked On Sports Today. That's your second listen. Right behind Locked On Balls, your first listen each and every day. Same time, same place. We'll do it again tomorrow, guys. This is Locked On Balls.